Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
It's 4:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. That means we go to the guest line where we're going to talk to former Patriots quarterback and noted country music fan Brian Hoyer. Mr. Hoyer, how are we doing this
week? What's up, Brian?
I'm good. What's up, guys?
Did you send the clip of you and I making up to your dad so he doesn't hate me anymore?
No.
All I got was a text message that said, Andy Hart, ha ha. So he must have heard it somehow.
Well, perfect. See, we're on good footing with Mr. Hoyer now.
If you say so.
Hey, just so you know, Andy, my dad's a big dude, 6'6", like 285. So you're messing with the wrong Hoyer when you get to that point.
Nope, I will not be messing with that Hoyer. I don't want the horns. I'll be running.
Yep. Smart.
So, Brian, we were just talking about it. 4 o'clock came and went, and there were no trades from the Patriots. They had those two previous deals where they sent a couple guys away. Were you surprised, disappointed? You know, what was your reaction to that for a 7-2 team that's in first place in the division?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of my first go-around where I'm like kind of like fan mode / media mode for a team that is showing a lot of promise. And part of me was like, you know, you're seeing these big blockbuster trades get done. I'm like, man, I hope the Patriots do something. But I think, you know, sometimes what you don't do is sometimes just as important as what you do. And I think what this tells me is Vrabel really loves the team that he has. They're playing as a unit. Could you have added a player here or two that maybe could have some impact? Sure. But what is that? What's that message send to your team when you're trying to convey that you believe in them, they're playing together? And, you know, sometimes adding a guy you think could help, but also it could alter that locker room a little bit. So also, I think when you look at it around the league, a lot of the teams that we're selling were within the division. So, you know, they're going to ask for a premium price for the Patriots. And clearly the owner in Tennessee's feelings are still hurt with Vrabel because there was the report she didn't want to have anyone traded here either.
Yeah, Brian, it's, you know, I'm kind of with you. I'm not too worked up about it. I feel like you do. Kind of, you know, you bring in the guy to a, you know, a system that everyone's kind of been, you know, firing on all cylinders. You know, what's that do to the dynamic? But anyway, I want to talk to you about Drake May in this past game. I thought the Falcons had an interesting game plan. They blitzed him 55% of the time, Brian. That's a lot of those five-man rush. It was that crush rush and in those twists. And so he really didn't have a lot of lanes to run through. I'm curious what your thoughts are on all the sacks. You know, 34 sacks, second most in the league. What's going on with the sacks? Or is he not, you know, pulling the trigger fast enough? Is Josh not giving him quicker solutions? What is going on with him holding the ball as long as he has and giving up? Because I put a lot of the sacks on him. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. There was a few where I was watching, especially the coach's tape, where he's ready to pull the trigger. I don't know if, you know, the coverage was something different, but, you know, he's ready to throw to the first read. It's not there. You see him double clutch. He goes to move. And they did a good job. You're right, Ted. They didn't give him a lot of lanes to be able to step up and throw. And now there was other plays where it was beautiful protection. The one he stepped up on third down and hit a sail route to Diggs, I believe, on the right-hand side of the field. It was incredible. And so it's just hit or miss a little bit at this point. I think some of it has to do, you mentioned those TE stunts and games. You know, I think whether it's the rookies on the left or the veterans on the right, they're still not on the same level where they have to pass those things off. And so I know, you know, one of the sacks happened on a TE. I think that was the strip sack, actually.
Yep, it was.
And so it just it comes together more as you go through it. And ultimately, like you know, Ted, this is a copycat league, and they're going to get tested on this every week from here on out until they prove that they can handle those TEs.
So, Brian, back to the trade deadline. I know you said sometimes the best move is the one that you don't make, but sort of, you know, Ted can speak to this and you can speak to this, especially with the number of teams you have experience with over the course of your career. How does that locker room handle it? You know, sometimes there's that, hey, that's a vote of confidence in us versus like, oh man, I really wish we could have got next. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just could you explain further some of those swirling dynamics that could take place in a locker room following an active or in this case, inactive deadline?
No, I think you're right. I think the guys in the locker room, you know, you walk around on trade deadline, whether you're, you know, not that obviously the guys at the Patriots traded was a little bit ahead of that. But, like, you know, you're kind of walking around, checking your phone, what's going on. And I think at the end of the day, the players are going to look around and say, look, this coaching staff, the front office, they believe in what we have in this locker room. And I think that brings those guys closer together. Now, I don't think that anyone was going to be discouraged if they were able to pull off a trade for a Breece Hall, you know, with Gibson out, with Mondre having turf toe. Like, that was probably the one position I thought maybe you could add a little depth. And when you look at a guy like Breece Hall, only 24 years old, I think we would have loved to see that, but, you know, it's in, within the division, and they weren't able to do it. So I think you got to go with what you have going forward, and I think it just brings that locker room even closer together than what they seem to be already.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, I wanted to get your take on something Ted brought up earlier that we've been discussing all year long, is this week-to-week different leader in the receiving core, different top target, most receptions. And, you know, we think of so many teams that have a Jamar Chase or a Justin Jefferson or a number one, and you know that guy's getting 10 or 12 targets. But what are your thoughts on how Josh McDaniels, Drake may have done this with sort of a different guy every week?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I think it's, to me, it just keeps echoing what I see when I watch Drake play, is he's got a really good understanding of what the why of the play is, what Josh is designing those plays for, and then reading out the coverage and getting to the guy who's open the majority of the time. I mean, look, you know, people I saw on social media were kind of like, ah, he didn't play that well. That was, I mean, if that's what his down game is going to be, the Patriots are going to be in a great spot, because, you know, throw two touchdowns, the interception, he and Hunter Henry not on the same page. And, you know, obviously he's got to do a better job of protecting the ball in the pocket. But if that's what you're going to get out of Drake May on an off day, like, it's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. And so to me, it just goes to show, like, when the play's called and the defense declares what it is and he understands what the play is designed for, he's getting to the right guy. So, you know, last week it's Pop Douglas, especially with Booty out, he becomes kind of the deeper threat. And so we saw it a few weeks ago with Mac Hollins being the go-to guy off some of these play action passes. And ultimately what it is just letting the game come to him instead of trying to force it. And I think for a kid who's only 23 years old to be doing that at this young of an age, it shows a lot of maturity, and it shows that he's taking the coaching and then executing it on the field.
Okay, Brian, I want to talk about DeMario Douglas, who was kind of, you know, in favor early and then wasn't. I mean, his snap counts went way down, but in this past game, four catches for 100 yards, 25 per, and you go, okay, well, this guy I thought was going to be the slot, short to intermediate guy, and you're starting to wonder, you know, the last couple of games, it's like he looks like the big play guy. I mean, they were creative when they used him for that touchdown, using him as almost like the running back out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So he didn't get, you know, they motioned him to I forget, it was like almost like a comeback, a deep comeback, but motioned to it so he didn't get touched. They're finding ways to get him into the routes fast. Is he kind of the new deep threat? And do they, are they finding creative ways to get him open faster down the field?
Yeah, they've done a good job of really, you know, allowing him to be himself. I never really thought Pop was going to be the traditional slot receiver that we saw from Edelman or Amendola. That just based on what I saw him play the last few years here, he's more of a, you said it, look, he's not the biggest guy, but he's more of a vertical threat, whether it's the deep crossing routes, whether it's some of those comeback routes. He's very twitchy in and out of those routes. And so I think, you know, they're figuring out a way to use him. I loved the Josh McDaniels special. They line up in 21 personnel.
Yep.
You know, the defense thinks they're going to come up in the I formation. All of a sudden, the fullback's out wide, the tight end's in the slot, Pop's in the backfield, and they alerted to that play. So they clearly knew, you know, getting to that personnel, what they were going to get, and it's a beautiful touchdown with him out of the backfield. And so I think you're seeing Josh McDaniels figure out a way to use Pop in a non-traditional slot role, because that's just not what the slot, you know, the slot role, when it comes to my mind of this Patriots offense, is Edelman running the juke routes or running.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Running those option routes. That's not what Pop Douglas's game is about. It's about getting vertical into the defense and using his speed and twitchiness, and they've allowed him to do that. I mean, even earlier in the game, they tried to go that deep shot where he sells the flag and goes all the way back across the field. He's got the legs, and obviously he's not the biggest, but sometimes you just got to be the fastest.
Very active week for you on social media, Brian. Someone's star is on the rise because he's getting after it, engaging. I see you're popping up everywhere, but I think you were most active discussing, or rather defending, the wall a little bit over the micro scandal that wasn't Clapgate.
Right. I'm looking at his tweet now. You're right.
Yeah, okay. tweets. I love how welcome to our side, Bell. The beer. Help yourself to the cooler.
Yeah.
It kind of goes with the job, but I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the film. I'm like, clapping. First of all, you know, in the NFL, the only way the quarterback's ever going to clap is when he's away, it's on the silent cadence and the time's running down and the center's not paying attention, the guard's not paying attention. Yeah. And when you start clapping, that means I want the ball now. And I'm looking, I'm like, all right, D-line, no one's clapping. Linebackers, no one's clapping. And then I see Jalen Hawkins and he's trying to get the attention of the corner because they're going from two by two to three by one. And obviously that changes, you know, their coverage calls. And someone tried to tell me that that's what the center heard with all of the fans cheering. Like, it's so ridiculous that sometimes you just got to call it out.
Well, you know, real quick. Sorry, Andy, that for Pittix to just throw the ball, like, it just was a brain fart, right? I mean, he just didn't realize what he just did. And I mean, that was that essentially ended the play. Like, any thoughts on how Pennix handled that play?
Yeah, look, I've been in that situation before. I think every quarterback who's ever played has gotten the snap before they expected it. And ultimately, you know, number one rule is don't make a bad play worse. Right. And that's what he did. I mean, all you got to, like, scramble, throw it at a tight end's feet, do something. But he was so caught off guard by the ball being snapped. It was like he thought it was like a false start or something. I don't know. And so, you know, that's not something you plan for, but you hope that you have the right reaction.
Brian, real quick before we let you go, you feel like the Patriots, Drake May, are they ready for this spot? Because this is a big game in Tampa on Sunday.
Yeah, I like their chances. I really do. I think I don't know if Godwin's going to play. Obviously, Mike Evans is out, so that kind of limits their receiving core. I would love to see Christian Gonzalez just match up with Igbuka the whole day and just lock him down, you know, force them to throw the ball elsewhere. Don't let him beat you. Try to contain Baker in the pocket. Now, ultimately, I think the Patriots offense against this Bucs defense, Josh has gone against Todd Bowles a lot. Todd Bowles is a very aggressive defensive play caller. He's going to test you early. If you can handle the blitz, there's going to be some chances to expose them down the field if you could pick that blitz up. So I expect Thursday to be a huge week for the Patriots. That's when they do, you know, blitz pickup and third down. If they can nail that, I think Drake May has a chance of having a really big game.
Love it. Hopefully that's what we're talking about next week. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Brian.
All right,
Brian.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man.
Thanks, Brian. That's Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I got to call somebody out, and that would be me. I just realized I'm being an inconsistent fraud as it comes to the NFL trade deadline. I'll explain why I'm an inconsistent fraud next on WEEI Afternoons.
And Ted, as you would know, like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.